Uran Chavdeis and Rale. Kach. Shavar la kohada om Rav Nachman om Rav Baravua. Yud Aleph Maile Shonukan. The second reason that we said that why you can't be tovel two kelim one inside the other has nothing to do with chatzitza, but we're afraid that you'll tovel a kli that has a very small neck, less than a shvoferes hanod, and then the water inside that kli won't be considered connected to the mikveh, and any kli that you tovel in there, even though it's in mikveh water, but it's in mikveh water inside a kli, and therefore it won't become tar. So there it goes, are all kalin for fear that you'll have a kli that the neck is less than a shvoferes hanod. If that's the case, then there are 11 different milas, because there's not two that have to do with chatzitza, but this is a separate reason. So there are 11 different milas. Shanukan. Shesh Rishonos Bein Lekodesh Bein Lechulin Shanaf Slataras HaKodesh. The first six, and the first Mishnayis, we didn't get to all of them yet, apply both to Kodesh and Chulin Shanasu Altaras HaKodesh. Achronos Lekodesh Avalo Lechulin Shanasu Altaras HaKodesh. And the last five only apply to Kodesh and not to Chulin Shanasu Altaras HaKodesh. And the Gemara explained the reason why, because the first six have at least some kind of connection to Tumah Doraisa. And the last five are purely rabbinic. Rashi. Didn't get it. Okay. My Ika Bain the Rava Rav Ila. So what's the difference between the Rava and Rav Ila? Rav Ila said again the reason is because of Chatzitza. The reason you can't be Tovel two Kalim one inside the other is because we're afraid that the inside Kli will be heavy and pressed against the outside Kli, and then they will neither of them will become tar. And according to Rava, the reason is because we're afraid that you come to be tovo in a Kli that the opening of the Kli is less than a shvoferes hanot. Mar says, Ikabinayu salvi gargusni, shemilon kalim vidbila. Now, if you have a sack, or gargusni is some kind of also kind of sack, that you filled with kalim, and you were tovel. So a sack never has such a opening. So it's not shayach to make a gzeru. But if it's chatzitza, you could have a heavy kli that weighs against the sack and won't permit it to the water to come in. So that still applies. L'man diyom rishim gzeru shemiyatu machnim v'tzinorios b'kli she'en b'thiv k'shvoseres hanod sal v'gorgosni she'en b'piyam k'shvoseres hanod lekum. Right? But according to the one who holds, the reason is because we're afraid that you'll come, if we let you with a kli that has a wide neck, you'll do it in a kli with a narrow neck. Here, there's no such thing as a sack with a narrow neck, and therefore there's no place to make a gzeira. Rashi? Rashi? When he also has
chatzitza. The six cases. One of the six cases also where the knot.
Yeah, but that's chatzitza is only with the knot. And the Gemara said, the Gemara said that there's a reason why if you only had the knot, you wouldn't think the other one is not as okay. And he holds the other one is okay. Okay. Gargusni, sal godl ma'od, shebo misanin hayayin, be'esa botzir, big sack. That's a gargusni. Be'esa botzir, v'nosin oso tachas kilua chagas, the hayayin mistan in bo v'yori labor. He uses it as a filter. Kedamrina mesechus avodazora, so here's the gargusni lagas. It's a big sack that the wine goes through to be filtered before it goes into the gas. To hold him off the kodesh, let me get it yet. Okay. So as the Rava the Tamei, Rava goes according to his reasoning in a different place. Doma Rava, salvi gargusni shemilon kalin vid bilon to hold him. That if you put kalin in what's it called, in a sal or gargusni, and you told them, they're tar. And mashmah that even with chatzila you can do it. It's not a problem. And we don't make such a gzera. Mikveh shecholku besalvi gargusni, atovo shombo also lo tvila. But if you took a mikveh and you separated, you divide into two mikvos, and neither one has 40 saw, with a sal or gargusni, right, that's even though it's porous. That since it's a mechitza, mamish had a separation in the walls of the mikveh, it divides the mikveh into two separate mikvahs, and each mikveh doesn't have 40 saws. You can't be told on either one. Why? How do I know? Even though it's porous, because in order for two mikvahs to be connected, like we said, you have to have a shofaris hanot. Here, there's only very small holes that let the water go through this filter process. Because how do you know that even though there's porous, it's porous, doesn't connect the mikveh? To ha'ara kula chalchulei mechalchala, uboinim di'ika memsoa b'makom echad. Even though the aquifer is very porous, so when you have a mikveh that's on regular ground, and it comes from a river, right, but it's not still connected mamish to the river, but the ground connects it, but the ground is only porous. So the river and the mikveh are two separate things, even though there's a porous ground that could connect them. That's not considered a connection. Rashi, tahorin af lekodesh, doesn't make a distinction between truma and kodesh. Rava holds that if you tovel kalim in a sack, it's okay. There's no place to make gzera. There's no such thing as a sack that has a narrow opening. Lo also lo tvila, sha'asan kebez mikvos. If you make a sack as a wall between in the middle of a mikveh and divide into two parts, and you make it like two mikvos, the ain't sheer lo bezev lo bezem. Neither one has 40 saw. Even though the water is connected between the holes in the sack, but the holes in the sack are not big enough to connect two mikvos together. The ho'ara kula mechalchala, and the proof to that is, v'hamayim hanovim kan boi minar godl. You have water over here that comes from a river. Like Masha from Rashi, that it's talking about a regular mayim. Okay? V'lo chashvini kemechubar. And still, the water of the mikveh, even though it's theoretically connected to the mayan through the ground, because the ground is porous, that's not good enough to be considered a connection. Right? And therefore, you still need the 40 saw in one place. Okay. Mashma from Rashi, that if it would be connected to the mayan, you wouldn't need 40 saw. That's a big shayla, whether a mayim is matayer even without 40 saw, b'mashu. Shayla is what it's matayer. Some hold that it's matayer even human beings. You don't need 40 saw, even human beings are matayer. What's it called? If you have a small guy who could fit into something less than 40 saw, a mayim would help. And others hold that no, for human beings you always need 40 saw, even in a mayim. That a mayim is matayer, the kosher was only on things that like kalim or whatever, things like that. Mashi is mashma, that if it would be mechubar, you wouldn't need 40 saw. Okay. The honey mile, the kli tohar. Right? This halacha, that we're gozer, Rashi says. The honey mile, damrinan, hamatu bikli, shein batif, kishvaferis hanod, tmeyim bikli tohar. Right? Shalohaya kli achitzen sorek lahatu. That only is where the outside kli was tohar. That's when we make the gzera, when the outside kli is tar. Avo the kli tameh, but if the outside kli is tameh, and we're not choshish for, if you choshish for chatzitza, it doesn't make a difference if the outside kli is tameh or the outside kli is tar. It's still a problem of the weight of the inside kli preventing the water from getting between them. And then both of them are no good. But if the gzera is because we're afraid you'll be tovel something inside the kli, and it won't be considered like it's in the mikveh. So then, if the outside kli is tahar, and you're only concerned about the inside kli is not in the mikveh. But if the outside kli is tameh, and when you put it in the mikveh, it becomes tahar, then the inside one becomes tahar too. Why? Avol the kli tameh migu desolka tvila lekulei gufei demona solka lenami lekeum disba. Since the tvila helps, this is Rafael's question on Friday, right? You have a kli that has a very narrow opening. It itself becomes tar because the mikveh water is inside and outside. It's in the mikveh. Now the water doesn't have to be the inside water right? It doesn't necessarily have to be connected to the mikveh. The whole kli is in the mikveh, and the since the outside becomes tahar, the inside becomes the whole kli becomes tahar. The nail, if you have another kli inside that kli, just like the inside of the kli becomes tahar, anything inside the kli also becomes tahar. But if the outside kli is tahar, then you're looking at the inside kli as something separate to itself, and it's not in the mikveh. It's in mikveh water, but it's not in the mikveh, it's in a kli, and therefore it's no good. Dishnan, and we have a mission that says this. Kalim shemilon kalim vehidbilon. If you have kalim that you put other kalim in, and you were makbil them, hari elu tahorim. Right? Then they're tahor. Vimlo tovau mayim hamu'uravim ad shumu'uravim kishvaferis hanod. And if you didn't tovel it, we'll see what that means. Then the waters that connect are not good. In other words, the kalim inside the kli are not considered in the mikveh unless there's an opening of shvoferes hanod. Mike Omer, what's it talking about? What's it mean? In lo muravim. In lo tov al hachik omer. In eno tzorich lahat bilo. Not that you weren't tovel. If you weren't tovel, it's not in the mikveh. If you had a tovel, the outside kli, then even the inside kli becomes tar. But if you didn't have to be tovel, the outside kli was tar. Then the inside kli is only tahar if there's a shvoferes hanod in the inside kli. Umayim har murav, not shu murav and kishvoferes hanod. Okay, Rashi. Aval im hutzar v'hani mili damrin amatva b'kli she'im b'fiv shoferes hanod t'meim b'kli tahar. Shelo haya kli achitun tzarech lahatva. It's only if the outside kli is tahar, then you need a shvoferes hanod to make the inside kli tahar. Aval im hu tzarech lahatil, but if the outside kli had to be tovel. So migi desoka tvila the gufo shal kli, li tire tochla yadei mayim anechnosin derech piv, the inside of the outside kli, if there's no other kli inside, surely becomes tahar. To put into a mikveh. Doesn't have to have a shvoferes hanod to be tire the inside. Why? Because since the outside of the kli is in the mikveh, the whole kli becomes tahar, since l'maisa there's water inside the kli also. The ketumas came taroso. Right? Just like it becomes tamei if you touch the outside, it becomes tahar if you, what's it called, touch the outside. There still has to be water on the inside. But it doesn't have to, what's it called, it could even be without a shvoferes hanod. Soka nami tvila v'kelem shebesocho. So then, since harei elu tahorin l'truma, v'lo chilek bein piv roch of the piv kotzer, doesn't make a difference if it's a wide or narrow thing, then it's tahar, what's it called, completely. Except not for Kodesh. Kodesh anyway, it's not good. It can never be tov. V'im lo tov, al kin meforish lo, v'im ein tzorech latbilo. And if it doesn't need tvila, it's tahar, then it won't help for the inside, unless there's an opening of the shvokeres hanod. Hamayim hamuravim u'mikva, v'yatabol atayra al yideim kelim shebesochem, ad shumuravim derech peh rochav kishvokeres hanod. The hot the Rava Udragila Tanoihi and the Machlokis Rav and Rav Ila, whether the reason for Kalim Besoch Kalim is because of Chatzitza or because of the Gzera of Shvoferes Hanod, it's a Machlokis Tanoi, the Tanya, Sal the Gargusni, Shemilon Kalim, Vihidbilon. If you have a Sal or Gargusni that you filled with Kalim and you were tovel them, Bein lekodesh, bein letruma tahorin. They're tahor bein lekodesh, bein lechulin. Okay, bein letruma, bein lekodesh. Babesholom er letruma, avalo lekodesh. Truma, yes, not kodesh. So what's it called? The Abishol holds like Ila, Rav Ila, that the reason is because of chatzitza, and we're only gozer because of chatzitza by kodesh, by truma. That's not a mila by truma. And the Tanakama holds like Rava, that the whole reason is because the shvoferes hanod doesn't apply to a sack. And therefore a sack is good, even what's it called, even for kodesh, right? Gemara says, Ihochi truma nami, right? The chora then, if that's the case, that we're afraid that you may be tovel it in a kli that's not, what's it called, the shvoferes hanod, then why for truma is it good? Gemara says, "L'man kamrin and chaverim. Chaverim may be yadik. Right? Well, no, according to either reason. Why is it good for Truma and not good for Kodesh? If we have a legitimate reason to be Choshish, that either there's going to be a Chatzitza, or you may use Kalim that are small-necked, so why aren't we Choshish that for Truma too? Somebody says, for Truma, who are we involved with? Chaverim, because they're going to, once you come to ask the Shaila, right? Can I do it or not? They're going to care what the Psak is. So a Chaver, maybe Yadi, he'll know that you can't use a heavy K, and you'll know that you, what's it called, that you can't be tovel something inside a kli with a narrow neck. Someone says, Yihachi Kodesh Nomi. Right? Maisa Kodesh also. Who's going to ask the Shailas? A Chaver. So we'll tell him. He knows the difference. So what's the difference between Truma and Kodesh again? Someone says, Chazi Le Am Ha'aretz V'Ozul Matbil Truma. Right? V'Ozul Matbil. No, we're afraid that an Amoritz will see that he's doing it, and he'll do the same thing. And he won't distinguish between a heavy kli or a, what's it called, or a bottle with a narrow neck. Shmuel says, Truma nomi chazi le'am ha'aretz, v'ozul matbil. That's the case, but let's be the same thing afraid with Truma. Then an am ha'aretz will see him, right, and he'll go do the same thing. So, again, there's no difference between Truma and Kodesh. If we're afraid that an am ha'aretz will see it, let's be afraid by Truma too. Shmuel says, lo mekablina minai. We're not going to be mekabel, Truma, from a what's it called an Am Ha'aretz, so it's not gonna affect us. He's not gonna listen to us anyway. He'll go and do what he wants to do. So what's gonna happen? He'll be Matame the Truma. Fine, we don't accept Truma from an Am Ha'aretz. So much as Kodesh Nami Lonikava Minayu. Right? So we don't Lakhara then Kodesh also should be okay. We're not Makabal Kodesh from him. So much as Havile Eva. No. He'll hate us if we don't accept his Kodesh. So much says Truma Nami Havile Eva. He'll hate us if you don't accept the Truma. No, it's not true. What does he care if we accept it or not? The Ozel Yoiv or the Kohen, Am Ha'aretz, Chavrei. There's plenty of Kohanim when I'm a Ratzin. So he'll give his Truma to a Kohen, Am Ha'aretz. But Kodesh, there's only one Kodesh. There's what's it called, only one Beis HaMikdash. So Kodesh is a collective thing that if you don't accept it, there's nobody else to give it to. Then he'll hate you for it. Uman Tana Dechayish Le'Ever of Yossi. Who's the Tana who's Choshish, that we're afraid that Amaratzim will hate us? And the Chazon Ish explains, he says that sometimes the Chachamim said, you can't loan Kalim to an Am Ha'aretz by Shvius, because you're sure he's going to use it for something that's Osir. And some Kalim, the Rabbanan said, even though we pretty much know he probably is going to use it for something Osir, it's still okay, since it's possible to use it for something Mutter. So the Chazon Ish says, the Chachamim had to balance out two things. One is not to be Nichshol in Shvius. But on the other hand, there's another thing. You're being machshuli amoris to hate talmidei chachamim, to maybe be porish from doing things right. So you have to weigh those two things out. So sometimes the chachamim said it's more important that we're not nichshol in shvius, and sometimes more important not to be machshuli amoris in shinas chachamim or whatever. So they had to weigh the two things out. So therefore, sometimes we're afraid of eva not to do things that will cause hatred of Amei Ha'aretz to Talmidei Chachamim, and sometimes we can't be choshish for that. But Rabbi Yossi is choshish for it. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yossi, Mipnei Ma Hakol Nemonim Al Taras Yain L'Shem and Kol Yimos Hashana. Why are all people, even Amei Ha'aretz, believed on the Tower of Yain and Shemen Legabe the Beis Hamikdash? If they bring Yain or Shemen, we assume it's Tar. We don't turn them away and say we don't accept Yain and Shemen from Amaratzim. Because otherwise, Amei Ha'aretz will say, well, if they don't want us in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll make our own Beis HaMikdash. Because we don't want to separate ourselves from Karbanos, so we'll build our own Boma, make our own Paraduma, and they'll make their own religion. So in order, there shouldn't be a breakaway religion when it comes to Kodshim, because there's only one Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, they were makabel yayin and shem, but not everything. There are a lot of gzeros that for Kodesh we don't accept them in Am Ha'aretz. So where we're afraid that they'll break away, right? It's so serious. We don't accept anything from them. Then they, what's it called, the rabbanan, were choshish for eva. Where that wouldn't be the result, and we can make the gzera, then good to make the gzera. Omra papa kaman mekablin in hoidna sadusa me Am Ha'aretz kaman krav yosi. And Papa said, who do we accept Eidus today from an Am Ha'aretz? Even though halacha, mikra adin, you're not allowed to makabel Eidus from an Am Ha'aretz. shaila is which kind of Amoritz we're talking about. We're talking about Amoritz, just Pasha really doesn't know. Not that he's an Abarian, a terrible Abarian, because he's Pasha Le'evus completely. But an Amoritz doesn't know. He's not learned. There were Mekabal Eidus from Kerabrak Bielsi, because otherwise we wouldn't Mekabal Eidus to make their own Bate Dinim. If you don't accept me as a witness in your court, we'll make our own court. So no, there shouldn't be two court systems in Klal Yisrael. They were Mekabal Eidus from an Am Haaretz. Because of this also, this Man Hazeh, we're Mezaming for an Am Haaretz. Right? The real halacha is that you can't count an Am Haaretz for Zimu. But today, we're Mezamin and Amaratzim for two reasons. One is, shouldn't be Eva. Second reason is, otherwise never Zimu. Who's a Talmud Chacham? Who can say for sure that he's a Talmud Chacham, that he can count for a Zimu? So, nobody can determine who's an Amaratz, because nobody can determine who's a Talmud Chacham. The Mela, we're Mezamin, anybody that's basically from, we're Mezamin. Even for Tinoko Shanishbu could be a Mezamin. Okay, Rashi. The machlokes of Rav and Rav Ila, whether you can be tovel in a sal and gargusni, right? Kalim inside kalim. If it's because of the narrow neck, it doesn't apply to a sal and gargusni. If it's because of chatzitz, it does apply. So that's a machlokes tanoi. Leman kamrin chaverim. Mi anu omrim hora azu shlo yato kli besoch kli lechaver. So what's the difference between truma and kodesh? The Gemara says, because who are we instructing not to do this? A chaver. The ilu am haaretz lo asi kamon lemisho. The amor is not going to come to ask a shayim. So the whole gzeir was made for chaverim. A chaver will know by truma what's proper, what's not proper. Hilchach with truma lek lemechas made the idea sheer erev mikvos uliin kvedos shel kli nami im kaved hu magbein also. They'll know that they should avoid a chatzitza, and they'll know they have to use a kli with a wide neck. Yichach in kodesh. Now if that's the case, then it only applies to chaverim. Then by kodesh also they'll know. Al korchach masnis netani avalola kodesh bechaver askinen. Talking about the same case where truma is mutter, kodeshim is also. The I am oretz mitzayis lachum yossi kaman l'mishul taim. Because someone am oretz not going to listen to you. He's not going to come to ask the shaila to begin with. Mora says truma nomi chazi leis. Mora says no. They what's it called? Yisrael am haaretz umatil mishtamish bo truma v'achach nos nekoin. The Gemara says, no, we're afraid that Amoritz will see the Chaver and learn from him. If that's the case, then Truma the same thing. Let's be afraid. The Gemara says, no, lo mekablin on Truma mi Amoritz. Ela b'shas hagito, sva abadi. We never accept Truma from an Amoritz. We always consider it Tomei. The only time that we consider it Tar is b'shas hagito, sva abadi. When they're actually pressing the wine and the oil. Shako metarim es kolayim al pi chachomim. Because during that time, everybody wanted their produce to be okay, so they got a heksha. So everybody was made their wine and oil tahar, right, in order that people should be able to use it. So during that time, we mekabel truma for nama oritz, of oil and wine. But other time of the year, not. So, ataris yayin v'shemen. No, we didn't get it yet. So, we do accept the whole year, however, wine for Nesachim and Shemen Limenachos. For the Beis HaMikdash, we do accept wine and oil the whole year. Because why? Because of Bon Obama. Because if you don't accept it, they'll go build their own Beis HaMikdash. They also want to make karbonis. It comes out we don't accept from them. Fine, so you don't want me, so I'll make my own bomba. Kerb Yossi, deal with Rabban and lo mekablinan. You know, b'sof and perikil elvim. According to Rabban, you're not mekabel edus from an Am Haaretz. According to Rabbi Yossi, that we're choshish for Eva, they'll go and set up their own bate dinim. So therefore, what's it called? We're mekabel edus from an Am Haaretz too.